Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com and take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report. Mrs. Schlafly is a constitutional attorney, conservative icon, and the author of more than 20 books, including Feminist Fantasies, Turbo Reader, and the important new book called The Supremacists, The Tyranny of Judges and How to Stop It. And now here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
The so-called experts tell us there is a crisis in infant and early childhood mental health. The academics, bureaucrats, and front groups for the pharmaceutical industry are promoting cradle-to-grave mental health screening, even in our youngest children. This would enable the government to take over the care of all children's mental health, and the most efficient way to do that is through the use of public schools. These bad ideas are propagated by a federal outfit called the New Freedom Commission on Mental Health. 48 states and several territories have received federal grants to implement mental health screening. Minnesota received a federally funded grant to coordinate and integrate early childhood screening systems to assure that all children ages birth to five are screened early and continuously for the presence of health, socio-emotional, or developmental needs. An even more dangerous way of intervening in the mental health of young children is by the use of powerful psychiatric drugs. A study published in the Journal of the American Medical Association revealed a 300% increase in the use of these drugs in 2 to 4 year old children between 1991 and 95. Yet the science behind the diagnostic criteria, the screening instruments, and the treatments is appallingly bad. There are no studies showing long-term safety of psychiatric drugs used on children or the effect on children's developing brains and bodies. Two of the three classes of these drugs are under the FDA's stringent warnings for suicide and violence. They also interfere with learning, causing violence and neurological problems. What can be done to stop this unscientific and dangerous government invasion into the minds of our children? Parents, it's up to you. Parents must refuse to submit their children to any of these unscientific screenings and surveys.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 42. 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426 Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions Frequency Instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
out and win like big.
There's $20 million
Liberty dollars in circulation. He said, I regret to inform you, and he said this that last Thursday, he said, I regret to inform you that the Liberty Dollar office is now closed. The government took everything except for the desk and the chairs. We have no stock, no records, no money, and we mentioned they took tons of gold out of the Liberty Dollar's, silver and gold out of the Liberty Dollar's vault. But anyway, that did happen. It happened on Wednesday, and we'll just have to wait now to see what happens. I have here in my on my uncomfortable, fancy, beautiful, but as uncomfortable as it can be table that I broadcast behind, a copy of the Old Farmer's 2008 Almanac. And I didn't realize that the 2008 Almanac came out this early, but actually it comes out in September of the year previous. So it's on the market now. And I have with me today Janice Stillman. She is the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. She is the 13th editor since 1792. And I looked at that little fine print, and I saw where it said I thought she'd been the editor since 1792, and I thought the lady certainly has aged well. But Janice, it's good to have you.
It's good, hey, Terry.
Good to have you as a guest on the Common Sense Coalition.
Well, thanks. It's fun to be here. It's nice to meet you.
How long have you been the editor?
I've been here at the Old Farmer's Almanac since the year 2000.
Okay, so
a funny thing about being the 13th editor, when I came up for the interview, they said to me, now, are you okay with number 13? Because there's this triskaidiscophobia thing. You know, that's fear of the number 13.
Right.
And they said, because if you want, what we'll do is hire somebody for a couple of weeks, and then you can come in as number 14 and not even think about it. I said, no, I'm okay.
You know, I have a real interesting little group of comments concerning the number 13. I don't know if you've seen that or not, but
have you seen that? No, I haven't. I'm sorry.
Jeff, make a note for me to email her a copy of that, because it'd be good in the Old Farmer's Almanac for next year.
Okay.
And what it is, and I can't do it from memory, but all of the good things that have happened, you know, there were 13 colonies.
Oh, sure.
And it goes on and on and on and on and on.
Okay.
But I'll see to it that you get a copy of that. Now, here is the Old Farmer's Almanac. I have a friend in St. Louis that sends me one each year right at Christmas time, and I always thought they came out, you know, like that just before the first of the year. But you get yours out in September, right?
Yeah, it's traditional to bring it out in the fall. And indeed, we've continued that. Officially, it's the second Tuesday in September. When you think about it, it takes an awful lot of time to get a few million of these printed, to get them bundled up into trucks, to get them delivered to the stores, and then to give folks an opportunity to get out and get them. And, you know, if we waited until 2008, well, from the January 1st, the book would start to become slightly outdated. So we want to have it in people's hands well in advance of the first of the year.
Okay, I hear music. Janice, let's take our first break of the hour. We'll be back. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition. The raid on the Liberty Dollar people was for real. And Janice Stillman is with us. She's the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Introducing the new Blueprint Water Unit. This one-of-a-kind water technology uses natural frequencies to clean harmful toxins from your drinking water. We start with one of the best four-stage reverse osmosis systems. Then we retrofit the Blueprint water system with twin vortices. This primary technology is designed to clear harmful water memory. We then imprint Blueprint frequencies harmonic to the human body. This is the only known living water recreated by live essence infusion. According to reports from users, the water helps balance the body's internal pH. Others have said the water has helped promote weight loss through detoxification. This water is so good, your body begins to crave its healthy input. For more information, call Natural Solution toll-free at 866-885-6625.
That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that's 866-885-6625.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
And we have returned. Visiting today with Janice Tillman, the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Janice, I've been in broadcasting since back in the 1960s.
Oh, my.
Been around a while. And I started keeping calendars way back then. Uh-huh. Got the big kind that you hung on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And with areas you could write in. You know, like maybe about a 3x3 square for each date.
Mm-hmm.
And I've always written something every day. I was in a farm broadcaster, so I would put down prices of different things. And also, if we had any kind of unusual weather. Now, I didn't keep a daily log or anything like that. But, you know, if it got below zero, I would mention it. If the temperatures got above 100 in the summertime, I'd put that on the bulletin board. If the Missouri River was across 179 highway, I'd put that down. Mm-hmm. So I kind of know when we had cold spells, hot spells, floods. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And I've often said, you know, I think I could write an almanac.
Because, well, you could write a calendar and a diary.
Well, you could look back, and it happens almost. Not every year, but almost every year, at least within a week or two of when it did it before.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Now, how do you come up, or how do the people that give you, you're the editor, so I'm sure you rely on some other factors, but how do you get these weather reports? I'm looking here on the map.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see if I can find the map. I had the map.
The weather map?
Yeah, the little book went shut on me. Here, no, that's not the one I want. Here it is. Okay. We give winter of 2000 and 2007-2008, and it shows it's going to be cool and dry in this winter now down in the southeast. It's going to be mild all over most of the nation. Only really snowy area, just a little spot way up in the north central, and then another little snowy cold area comes down through Kentucky, Tennessee, and on up to the New England coast.
Right.
How do you come up with that?
Well, what you're looking at is the color weather map for winter.
Yes.
In the Old Farmer's Almanac, and specifically on page 80. We have a fellow. He's been named Michael Steinberg. He is a professional meteorologist and, in fact, a climatologist. He's a weather nut. Long-range weather forecast has always been his thing. And he's been doing the forecasts for the Old Farmer's Almanac since 1995. And he subscribes to the same theory, or principles, if you will, that we do here and have since 1792 with Ilfram Zelmanek, and that is that much of our climate, our weather and climate, is dictated by cycles in the sun, the activity on the sun, and in particular, the sunspots. So he uses three scientific disciplines: solar science, which is the study of the activity on the sun and what happens when the sunspots explode. They're magnetic storms on the surface of the sun, and they send out heat and energy and cosmic rays and things. He also studies climatology, which is the history of prevailing weather conditions over long periods.
And Janice, I hear music.
Oh, okay.
Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll discuss the winter and the summer for 2008 right after these messages.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special. Pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special. And your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
And we have returned. We're visiting now with Janice Stillman. She is the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac that goes all the way back to 1792. That's been a while, Janice. And I noticed also that it's at Yankee Publishing in Dublin, New Hampshire. Has it always been published there?
Actually, it's always been published in New England. So it's been New Hampshire and Massachusetts. The Old Farmer's Almanac moved to Dublin, New Hampshire in 1939 when Rob Sagendorf, who is no longer with us, purchased it from Little Brown, a publisher in Boston, Mass.
So it's actually been in print constantly all of these years?
Absolutely, yes. We've never missed a year since 1792. That's 216 years, effective in 2008. And, you know, I might suggest you and your listeners can go to our website, almanac.com, and if you scroll down and look on the left, you'll see a postage stamp size image, you know, video image, camera image of our buildings. And if you click on that, it'll enlarge, and you'll see that we're a classic red barn-type building. You'll see the New England church steeple behind. You'll see a corner of the town hall across the street. Dublin is a tiny town, about 2,500 year-round residents up here in the shadow of Mount Monadnock.
Really? That's interesting. It's amazing that somebody has kept this alive that long. But let's go back to the weather.
Sure.
You were telling us about how you came up with these weather maps, and And over the years, the almanac has been, what, 80%, you tell us?
Traditionally, we're 80% accurate, yes. And I was just going to finish. The way we make the forecast, actually,
yes,
was solar science, like I said, study of the sun. Climatology, which is the study of prevailing conditions over time, rather like the calendars you said you would fill in, but extending decades and even centuries back in some cases. And also meteorology, which is the study of the atmosphere. And our meteorologist, Michael Steinberg, takes the data he collects from, you know, the ocean buoys and state-of-the-art technology from the satellites and, you know, whatever information is available to him and other meteorologists as well. But he takes it and interprets it a little bit differently, emphasizes in particular, I think, the solar science a bit more than most forecasters, and comes up with his predictions in January or February or so of a given year. So, for example, the 2008 forecasts were delivered to us in February, March, and April of this past year for November through next October. So it's done months and months in advance for production interests in particular. But it's really the longest range forecast of any source out there currently.
Now, you don't collect the little woolly bears and count the hairs in the squirrel's tail and do rain dances or anything like that.
Well, we do, you know, for our own interest. But indeed, all of those things that you mention are proverbial kind of indications, natural indications of what the weather might be. But they tend to be for fairly short periods, sometimes several months, kind of looking into a season, but often for a few days or a few weeks. And that's just not really enough to tell us what the next weather cycle is going to be from, you know, the year out. So there's a lot of truth to those, and they can be very fun to follow, whether it's, as you say, squirrels collecting nuts or onion layers or, you know, all kinds of things, cows lying down or leaves.
Onion layers. Hold on.
Yeah.
Tell me about onion layers.
Well, the thin onion winter coming in, now you're testing me here. There's so many of these things to remember. But depending on the thickness of the onion, let me see if I can look this up real quick. It will be an indication of how severe the winter weather will be in particular. Oh, here we are. Onion skins very thin, mild winter coming in. Onion skins thick and tough, coming winter cold and rough.
Okay, that's not what I thought it was going to be.
Oh.
I have a friend. One friend. That's about all I have. But each January, each New Year's Eve, he takes an onion and slices it just like you were going to make a hamburger and put it on a hamburger, okay?
Yeah.
Just cut a slice right out of the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't remember all of the details, but he lays these onion rings, they take the rings apart and lay the rings on a board. And I forget, you face the board north and south, I believe. I can't remember. But it has to be where it can get the outside atmosphere,
mm-hmm,
and it can't freeze.
Right.
Okay, so you put it in, you know, on a back porch or something like that. And it I don't remember whether it's a big ring that's January or the little ring, but you lay them out, so you've got 12 rings. He said the most difficult part is getting an onion that has 12 rings.
Yeah.
And you put a little teaspoonful of sugar of salt inside each ring. And then you do that on New Year's Eve, and on New Year's morning, you go look, and there'll be moisture in some of those rings, and there'll be... Some of them will be dry, and some of them, the salt will just be crusted a little bit. And you can tell by the salt in the ring now how much moisture you're going to have that month. And how he told me this the first time, we were doing some work on the farm, and he said, "Boy, I don't know what's going to happen in October." I said, "What do you mean?" He says, "Boy, the onion," he said, "the water actually ran out of the onion ring and was dripping on the floor."
Oh,
that's
my.
October. Well, that was the year that the Missouri River flooded. You couldn't get across 40 Highway between St. Louis and Kansas City because of the river. And his onion was right. And we've watched that over the years. Hey, hang on. We're going to take another break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening. Is it common sense or not? I don't know. We'll call it the Common Sense Coalition. Stay tuned.
is the Derry Brownfield Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Well, friends, I've been there, done that, had a great time, and you will too. The best-kept secret of the Ozarks is Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Over the years, the lodge has hosted hundreds of family reunions, and they'll host yours also. The best time to go is when you say it is. The best time to call is right now. Family reunions require a little advanced planning, and right now is the best time to get your preferred date at the lodge. The lodge provides all the meals with your room, and for you, that means no cooking or cleaning, and there's plenty to do. S'mores by the campfire, a pool with a view, canoeing on the Merrimack, or simply relaxing. Your aunts and uncles and cousins by the dozens will thank you for taking them to the best-kept secret of the Ozarks, Wildwood Springs Lodge in Steelville, Missouri. Make reservations today by calling 573-775-2400. That's 573-775-2400. Or go online to wildwoodspringslodge.com.
Friends, it's Lou, owner of Steel Span Buildings, the best Quonset-style buildings in the world. Do you need a building to store your hay? Perhaps a bird-free place to keep your equipment? How about a building that won't collapse in an ice storm? Well, the time to buy is now. My year-end is November 30th, and I'm selling all remaining inventory at substantial discount. And here's the best part. A small deposit now holds your building until March 2008. That's right. Take immediate delivery or any time until March 2008 with no additional cost. Don't hesitate, as the popular sizes of 25-foot wide to 60-foot wide sell quickly.
Friends, take advantage of Lou's year-end pricing. Call him at 1-800-894-9408. That's 1-800-894-9408. Visit the website at amsteelspan.com and learn why Lou has a better building hands down.
Hi, neighbor. This is Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. For the first time in our country, decisions you make about food will determine whether you live free or die hard. You can decide to ignore us fools that scream food shortage, contamination, genetic poisoning, or you can store as much food as you can get. You can decide you can't afford a supply, or you can do whatever it takes to get food because you're a survivor, not a quitter. You can decide to plan food supplies for Christmas. What if you decide to do nothing? If you're right, and there's plenty of safe food, you can laugh at the fools who stocked up. They were wrong, but what did they lose? Nothing. But if you're wrong with no food, you'll lose everything. Freedom, children, guns, home, even life. Can you afford to be wrong? Place your bet. Food or no food, can you afford to be wrong? Call 800-409-5633. On the web, eFoodsDirect.com. That's 800-409-5633.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show. And here's the star of the show. And now the man who says, if you see two people talking and one looks bored, he's the other one. Derry Brownfield!
And we're back. We're visiting with Jana Stillman. She is the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac, which has been published every year since 1792. Janice, we were discussing the weather, but you do a lot of things besides weather. What about fashions? And I just got that off of the little flyer that you put in the book, but I couldn't find it. I haven't had time. We just got the almanac in today's mail, so I haven't had it but about an hour.
Okay.
But what page are the fashions on?
Well, that's on 9 and 10. And that's part of a section of the book in the front, the first few pages, that we call Taste and Trends.
Oh, okay.
And it's really a look around to see what life is like, the fun, the fads, the trends, what's in, what's out, and like that. Just because the Old Farmer's Almanac is not just an almanac and a calendar of the heavens and not just a weather guide, but it's a time capsule of the year, which we hope is as fun and fascinating for folks in 5 or 50 years as it is next year.
Do you have all 200 and some odd copies of this?
Yes, we do.
I'll bet you do. Isn't that great?
Oh, it's a kick. You know, we use the back issues for, fun references and just to kind of show, again, what life was like way back when, depending on what a story is. And you can get caught up in reading them and spend hours before you know it.
But did you, originally, the Old Farmer's Almanac really was just about weather and planting and how to use the signs of the zodiac, was it not?
Yes and no. I mean, there were a number of almanacs back in 1792, as you can imagine. That was when we were an agrarian society. Everybody grew their food or kept their animals. This is when George Washington was president,
sure.
By the way. So, you know, and almanacs were really a handbook for every day. They had court times in them and vacation schedules for the colleges and other schools because people had to go home to help with the farm, you know, seasonally, so they had to know when they were going to be available. There was distances between places. There was ways to calculate interest rates. There was advice on how to keep your animals and when to fertilize, and even recipes, because you needed to know new ideas for cooking the produce that you grew all season long. Weather was a part of it. The calendar was a part of it, the left and right-hand pages. It was really kind of a handy reference book, and you can imagine back then we didn't have newspapers and magazines in the abundance that we have them today. So there were all kinds of farmer's almanacs. In fact, ours wasn't the old farmer's almanac for over 50 years because it wasn't old. And even now today, there are a number of farmer's almanacs out there, but ours is the oldest continuously published one, and we can only guess it's been more accurate, perhaps, and a whole lot lucky to be able to make that claim.
You know, you mentioned what the fashions are going to be. This is mostly women. Men's fashions don't change much, do they?
Uh-huh. It depends on who you're asking, but
see, I wear the same. I've been wearing the same thing for 70 some years.
Well, if you feel like changing, Jerry, the things that you can look for are plush soft coats from angora fur and cashmere, pale yellow shirts, baby blue and pink shirts, no zipper or buttons or laces on your clothes. So I guess that's a lot of pull over your head. Custom made bags and shoes, and you know, suits that are made from stretchy fabric, like sports jackets with collars that can be flipped up while hiking or biking, and, you know, sort of a stretch tuxedo.
See, that's only wear brown, so forget the pink and the blue and all that stuff. My name is Brownfield, and I wear brown.
Well, that makes life easy.
Very simple. And you don't have to pair your socks up, and, you know, everything matches.
Well, you're always in style. I mean, it's a common color. That's very nice.
And now with the greenies around, hey, it's an earth color.
There you go. Very good.
You know, I've watched the fashions for years, and I kind of have a little thing, and I don't know if you've done the almanac on this or not, but you can tell what the fashions are going to be by the economy. Are you aware of that?
Well, I understand about ladies' hemlines going up.
Absolutely.
Yes.
In the roaring 20s, the flappers danced to Charleston. Dresses were short, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then the Depression hit. 1929, we had the Depression years of the 30s. Dresses came all the way down past the knees, all the way down to the ankle lengths before we got into World War II. When the dresses started going up, and of course we had, at that time, we had, Rosie the Riveter. She wore a short skirt well above the knees when the war was over. Then after the war, we had the Eisenhower recession. Skirts got down below the knees again, halfway down the calves. Then in the 60s, we got the roaring times again. The liberators were out there in their mini skirts. And since then, we've had dresses that can be about any hem length. Are they not? I see the ladies in the office here with ankle length, and then I see them with the kind that are pretty high. So it looks to me like we have two different kind of economies today. We have the haves and the have-nots.
You know, you might have something there, and then, of course, there is the middle ground, so, or else we have chaos. I don't know. Hard to tell, huh?
I don't know. We have... Oh, by the way, I had Beth get this for me during one of the commercial breaks on this 13th, and I'll send you a copy of it. But in medieval England, the standard fee for the hangman was 13 pence, and they think that's where that started.
Oh, my.
Franklin Roosevelt, Franklin D., had a secretary named Grace Tooley. And she said that she was invited many times to lunch or to dinner because of a last-minute change that had brought the number to 13, and FDR didn't want there to be 13 plates at the table, so he would have her come in and make it the 14th.
Ah.
The same thing happened when Woodrow Wilson was a president. He found himself the host at a 13-place table. So here's what he said. He said, for the United States, 13 is our most cherished number. We started with 13 colonies. Our first national flag had 13 stars. Even today, it still has 13 stripes. Now he says, take out a dollar bill, look at the green side. Wilson pointed to the reproduction of the two faces on the nation's great seal. If your eyes are keen enough, he says, to count the steps of the pyramid, you'll find there are 13. The motto above the pyramid has 13 letters. The eagle on its right has a ribbon in its beak that bears the motto E Pluribus Unum, which is also 13 letters. In one talon, the eagle holds 13 arrows, and in the other, the olive branch with 13 leaves. Over the eagle's head are 13 stars. So, anyway, I'm glad you're the 13th editor.
That's very good stuff, though.
I yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I'll stick a copy in the somewhere.
Yeah.
I'll get it to you.
You know, I think that's the kind of thing that folks in that read the Almanac really love. It's they're infomaniacs, we call them. They kind of like a lot of trivia and fascinating stuff to bring to a party or, you know, chat about on the golf course or over the fence or whatever the case may be. I think everybody loves, you know, to have a great little story to share, a great little bit of trivia or interest.
Okay, let's go to the telephones. Jack in Florida. Hi, Jack, you're on the air.
Hello, Larry. I got a question for your guest.
Okay.
Live in Florida, and the question is over the years, say since 1900, where has the grove line for the orange orchards been? Has it stayed pretty much the same, or has it went north or south, or like the do you understand what the question is?
I do understand the question. Thank you. Yes, but I'm not sure I have an answer that will satisfy you. That's not the kind of thing we typically track. So I can't identify a place on the map, as it were, for that. But I can tell you that, you know, certainly my thinking is that with the cycles of the sun, that occasionally you have, you know, frost years and then for long periods you don't. And I can tell you that currently we're not predicting, indeed we are predicting a freeze in central Florida in early to mid-December and mid to late February. But it's inconsistent, you know, from year to year, because I think it's a cyclical kind of thing and based on a number of other conditions as well. So I really don't have a specific answer on the map.
Right. I'm surprised. You know, you're the editor. You're not the meteorologist.
Right, yes. And I've only been here since 2000, so I don't know what the records are for the prior 100
right.
years.
Hey, Jack, we appreciate the call.
Yes.
Let's go on. What else do you do? Talk about those crazy eights. I think now that you know about. I think that's interesting.
Well, that was kind of a concept that we came up with as we were sitting around the table beating around story ideas. And what you've identified is the feature in the 2008 book, and that is that weird and wild weather events have occurred in many of the years ending in 8.
Okay, we're going to take another break. Weird and wild weather events occur in years that end in 8. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you ever considered purchasing storable foods? Well, now is the time to do so and take advantage of Ready Reserve Foods pre-special, pre-oil shortage, pre-drought, pre-bank collapse, pre-housing collapse, pre-dollar collapse, pre-economic collapse, pre-martial law, pre-war, possibly nuclear, pre-bird flu special, and your order will be shipped within 7 business days, not months like some food brokers. Ready Reserve manufactures the food we sell, and we have done so continuously for over 35 years. Call 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. We produce only the best in storable foods, all from the USA. 1-800-453-2202. Prepare yourself and family for some rough and bumpy times. 1-800-453-2202 or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that one goal of international communism was to get our young people's mind off religion by getting them onto sex? By destroying the morals of the younger generation, America would eventually become ripe for revolution without understanding why communism wanted to make young people soft and easily controlled. Have we witnessed this transformation of our young people away from God and the Bible to immorality? We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 to request your subscription. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
And we have returned, visiting with Janice Stillman, and she is the editor of the Old Farmer's Almanac. Janice, going into the commercial break, we were talking about the Crazy Eights.
Yes.
And you you have these pretty well categorized. It starts back in 1748, 1888. It goes on and on, 1898, right on up through. And, of course, this coming year is going to be in 08, right?
Right. What we found was that, of course, there are weird and wild weather events almost every year in some part of the country or the world. So we're not suggesting that they only happen in years ending in 8, but the coincidence of so many things since, as you point out, the mid-1700s was pretty amazing. I mean, it was the blizzard in that year, 1747, and then the children's blizzard in 1888. That was named as such, a children's blizzard. It happened in the Midwest, actually, because so many kids, about 500 kids, in fact, died, many of them on the way home from school, and that's why it was known as a children's blizzard. Several other events in the Northeast, hailstones weighing up to 11 ounces in Chicago in 1898, a series of blizzards and storms in January brought many U.S. cities to their knees in 1918, hailstones in 1938 in Washington, D.C., a number of hurricanes. One was a Category 4 in central Florida that caused Lake Okeechobee to breach its dikes in 1928. Ice on the swimming pools in December in Los Angeles in 1978. A huge hurricane in 1938 up in New England. An unusually heavy spring snow in 1958 in Mystic Lake, Montana. And on and on. Indeed, 1998 was the warmest year on record in North America. And in fact, we're predicting that record to be beat in 2008. We're expecting the winter of 2008, that is 07 into 08, the one we're coming right into, to be the mildest year ever, mildest winter in history, if not at least in the past 100 years. And then indeed, when all is said and done, we're expecting all of 2008 to be the warmest year ever.
You know, you mentioned 1998 was the warmest year so far in history, but didn't the meteorologists, what are they, the atmospheric, whatever you call it.
Right, yeah.
No. You know who I'm talking about.
Yes, yes.
Okay, well, didn't they change that and say it was actually 1954?
Oh, I haven't heard 54. I've heard that it was, that they bounced around 2004, I think, and maybe even 05 a bit, but it was by a fraction, and I thought, as of a couple of weeks or months ago, just recently, that everybody had settled back on 1998. But it seems to be, and I think this is what all of this sort of indicates, is that things happen in cycles. And if it's 54 or 98 or 2004, it seems to be by a fraction of a degree difference. But I think what it indicates is that the climate conditions change in cycles that can be observed in retrospect, you know, and can be marked out as being colder than normal, warmer than normal, and back and forth, and so makes us here at the Old Farmer's Almanac, you know, kind of think that there's something about the solar cycles that actually occur in about 11 years. Or
okay, we're going to take another break. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
How can you get involved in protecting your property rights? Well, here's G.B. Oliver, Executive Director of the Paragon Foundation.
If I could reach out and talk to your listeners, and I would tell them that we are so conscious of the money you send in, and it just comes in. We get contributions with notes from people who say, I wish we could give you more. But anything that you could afford to give this foundation, I can assure you that every nickel of that will not go into salaries, will not go into overhead, will not go in some big fine office or something. Every dime that you contribute will go out to help somebody else. And that was a commitment we made when we started this foundation. That's how strongly we believe in it. And you can rest assured that that's the way your money will be spent.
Pick up the phone and join the Paragon Foundation by calling toll-free 877-847-3443. That's 1-877-847-3443. Or go online to paragonfoundation.org. Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special calf and yearling sale this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Early consignments include 2 pot loads of fancy Angus, 8 weight steers. They've had all their shots MFA processed. Holston Farms have consigned these cattle, and Hines Farms will be in with 125 head, fancy black and black Baldy calves weighing from 4 to 550 pounds. They also have had 2 rounds of shots. Sam Buswell has consigned 100 head of fancy black and black Baldies weighing from 3 to 450 pounds. Laura Reynolds will be in with 75 crossbred calves, and Dee Riddle is also selling 75 fancy Charley crossbred calves. Now, most of these offerings have been preconditioned. Johnny Reardon offering is a 5-weight Angus calves have been white tagged and weaned. Now, these are just a few of the early consignments for the special calf and yearling sale that's coming up this coming Monday, November the 26th, at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
We're in the home stretch here, Janice, but very quickly, you were talking about warmer than normal, colder than normal. I have one of those little weather radios in my bathroom. I call it my little man in the bathroom. He tells me what the weather is every day, and they usually, almost daily, they will give you the high and the low ever recorded.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, there's no rhyme or reason to it. Some days it'll be back in the 1800s, that'll be the coldest. Some days it'll be in the 1800s, it'll be the hottest day on record. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, yes. Well, if you take them in an isolated situation, it often does seem to be random. But I think if you were to really lay it all out and be able to look on a graph, you might see that there's a consistency, or at least some, you know, sort of peaks and valleys that occur with relative frequency and synchronicity.
Yeah, well, this is for central Missouri. But anyway, let's go back to the telephones. Ed, hi, Ed, you're on the air.
Hello, Janet. I was wondering when
the maximum is for this solar cycle. And by the way, I personally have a hypothesis that it depends on the planetary positioning of Jupiter and Saturn and the movement of the center of mass of the solar system outside even the surface of the sun.
Yeah, I can't comment on the planets, and I don't think that's part of our analysis, to be honest with you. But what I've heard is that the solar peak, the maximum, will be next year. I've heard it's as specific as March, but I think that's a little hard to call. But we're talking next year here at the Old Farmer's Almanac. But one thing I will say about climate and weather is no matter what the weather is, the only perfect climate is in bed. So keep that in mind, too.
To me, then, the next several years, it'll be warm, making this human-caused global warming look correct, won't it?
Well, we also believe that probably a lot of factors play into what the climate is at any given time and what we're looking at in the future. So cycles are a part of it. The atmospheric gases may very well be a part of it, and that introduces, you know, the man-made idea. Ocean temperatures, you know, are part of it, and of course they are often warmed by the sun. So there are a lot of influences that contribute to our overall conditions.
Okay, Ed, appreciate the call. Janice, we have about a minute and a half left. Tell us about your kids' almanac.
Oh, thank you for asking. The Old Farmer's Almanac for Kids is in its second volume. It's available wherever books are sold or at our website, almanac.com. There's a companion website, Almanac for Kids. That's the number 4kids.com. And there's an activity guide on there for both issues, and that's for kids and teachers and folks and parents to play with the kids. The Old Farmer's Almanac for Kids is all color. It's no advertising. It's all the categories of interest that you find in the almanac, whether it's weather or sports or gardening or history or amusement or just fun, full of facts. Everybody loves it. Adults and kids love it. It's timeless, undated, like the Old Farmer's Almanac is. And, you know, it's just a great, nifty gift for kids ages 8 and up, and it's under $10.
And what is the cost? I always got free copies. This one just showed up in the mail today. So what if you go to the store and buy the almanac to a bookstore, what do they cost?
It's $5.95 or $6.95. The $6.95 edition is available in bookstores, and it has 32 reference pages in the back. That's the bonus in that case, or the $5.95 one available on newsstands, supermarkets, your big box stores, our friend the Big W store, you know, all of the traditional places wherever books and magazines are sold, or at almanac.com or by phone at 1-800-ALMANAC. You can get the kids' almanac, the adult almanac, all our calendars, our weather journal, our garden journal, our cookbooks, a number of things at almanac.com or 1-800-ALMANAC. As we like to say sometimes, save yourself a trip to the store and have the almanac delivered to your door.
I wonder, do I have here the $5.95 or the $6.95 edition?
Tell on the front, on the left, at the bottom, right above the barcodes there. Or you can tell by looking at the book closed, look at it straight on the pages, and if you see a black section labeled reference.
And we are out of time. We'll just turn the show over to Happy Trails.
Happy Trails to you until we meet again. Happy Trails. With